No, he talked about some quiet quitting with Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. I think we're getting some not-so-quiet quitting from some NFL teams. Antonio Pierce apparently did not get the memo when he wants to give a double bird to the Raiders on the way out and give them a few wins before he gets fired. But you take a look at the standings in the NFL right now, and there's certainly a race to the bottom for a couple teams, specifically the New York Giants. The Giants are, they are in it to not win it. That has become the revelation.
Yes, well, so we've argued about it. You and Dusty have argued about it with tanking in the NFL. And I've always taken Dusty's side on this, and I still, for the most part, largely agree. You can't tank in the NFL because the money isn't guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
The difference with the NBA, the MLB, is you're getting that money no matter what, right? And in the NFL, you're not necessarily getting that money. If you don't perform, you're not going to get it. And then you're not going to get that next contract with that next team.
But if you're going to get rid of your entire roster...
And that's where,
like, New England, like New York.
And that's where you're not necessarily wrong either. Where if you are a team that knows you're not going to be good,
wholesale, whole cloth, those two teams are going to, you're going to see probably like 35 different players on those rosters.
Well, and in the last 2 weeks or so, that's where you can start benching guys. Now, the problem and the fear, though, is that if you start doing that and you're taking guys' opportunities away to get incentives, that will be talked about throughout the league. And guys may not be likely to sign with you once you do get what you want. Like, if I'm New England right now, if I'm New York, there is no reason to win the last two games. But you can't tell me in the middle of October, middle of September, these teams aren't trying to win football games. I mean, shoot, the Giants beat my Seahawks on the road. So just because you're maybe not the best, the most top-tier franchise, maybe it's, you know, you weren't expecting to have a good year, that doesn't mean that they're tanking quite to the extreme of, like, remember, there was a point where the 76ers had, like, Carlos Boozer as their starting center. Old, old Carlos Boozer. Like, Carlos Boozer was thinking about retiring. They had guys playing the wrong position to tank. And you're not going to see that type of tanking in the NFL. It's just a different style.
Look, what's going to be interesting is here is, like you're talking about with the incentives. You look at the teams that are sitting guys. You look at the teams that are giving guys other opportunities. Mike Evans and the Bucks.
Yeah.
They need to win.
Have to.
They need to win. But also, he needs 5 catches and I believe it's 84 yards to hit both 80 catches and 1,000 yards, which are both incentives for him. 80 catches and 1,000 yards. And I think it gets him $3 million.
I think he's got another one in there for touchdowns, too. He's a touchdown away.
But if you don't think that Baker Mayfield isn't going to fire that man the pill, mm-hmm, over and over and over again.
Especially if they get that game. If they're up.
They're up. I mean, we've all seen the video of Gronk going to Brady saying, I need one.
Yeah, the one that sticks out for me is David Moore when he, mm-hmm, was playing for the Seahawks. The game was over. The Seahawks were going to the playoffs. They were going up against the Cardinals. And instead of taking a knee, which they could have done, Moore needed one more catch, so they ran a shovel pass play. The Seahawks never run shovel pass plays. But they did that for him so that he could get his money. And players do care about that. And players will take care of other teammates if they can.
It's going to be interesting because the list for whether it's running backs, so you're running backs that are looking at 1,000-yard rushing. James Cook, Chase Brown, Bucky Irving, again, Tampa Bay. Mm. You're going to have to balance these things out. Bucky is 80 yards away. He's at 920 yards.
Did you see the Geno? I know we're kind of throwing quarterbacks randomly in there, but did you see the Geno bonus?
Yeah, he's like 185.
Yeah, his 185 yards. It's a big one too, isn't it? Like $2 million.
It is $2 million. Yeah. So I'm guessing that the Seahawks, whatever his over under is, I don't know what Vegas set it at, but I'm probably
take
going
the
over there. Yeah.
Like he's like if he, like for everybody's like, oh, it's about the team. It's like, brother, this if you don't think guys are eyeballing their contracts right now, because again, to your point, the idea of guaranteed money versus non-guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. This is guaranteed money. Like, right, when you get it, you get it. Like, that's a thing. Like,
what did Kobe say? There's an ME in that MF-er? Like, mm-hmm, yeah. At this point in game 18, yes, there is.
And that's what's going to be interesting. Is like, because you have coaches that are trying to, if it's not fight for their current job, it's the fight for a new job. It's
the next one. Yep.
And I always try to push the gist of, like, everybody was like, oh, it's always about the team. even on title-winning teams, it's not always about the team. Don't you remember how Jason Tatum acted when, you know, getting slighted around the Olympics and Jaylen Brown winning finals MVP? Like, people want that stuff. That you're talking about the most egotistical people on the face of the planet. And I don't mean that like as a sideways thing. You don't
get to the, they wouldn't be there without the ego.
No, you have to have that to get there. And with that, it's psychopathic tendency.
Right.
You're going to have some of this.
Well, it's also guys, like if I have an incentive and I'm a player, you can't get to that incentive without help of your other teammates. And so, like, Baker has hit multiple incentives this year. I don't have his contract in front of me. I can guarantee you he's hit them, right?
Yeah.
He has gotten money based on his play. That's how well he's played this year. He would not have hit those incentives without Mike Evans. Mike Evans is also well known for being a great locker room player. He's a player's
player. And if you don't think that everyone is going to be like, we need to get Mike five catches in 85 yards.
Guys love him. To the point where
he would also tie Jerry Rice
for most
consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Yes.
Well, and the other thing,
if you don't think that matters, you're nuts.
Coaching staffs like him.
Yes.
So when it comes to a lot of these incentives, like, look, the lame gambler on Twitter is going out and be like, look at all these incentives. You just have to bet this player to get these incentives.
I mean, I bet you it's a pretty good bet.
For Mike Evans, yes.
Well, no, I'm saying in general, like if you're talking about like, okay, here's a list of incentives. These ones are a little bit harder, or let's just say this one is a little bit harder. DeAndre Hopkins needs a touchdown for $500,000. Touchdowns are a little bit harder now you can try to force him the ball, but.
He might be sitting out. They're sitting a lot of people in KC.
Look, and exactly. And they look looking at him kind of long term. So that one's a tougher one.
Well, but I also think it's a question where they talk to him. Like, I think Saquon, if he would have broken Dickerson's record, this week too, there would be an incentive based on
it.
And I
because
think
you, for those that don't know, almost every contract, particularly at the top, you break an NFL record, and typically it's a massive incentive because they're like, it's the whole idea of likely versus unlikely. Mm-hmm. And it's all of those are considered unlikely. It's like, if you have 25 sacks in this, as TJ Watt breaks the all time sack record, it's probably got, I'm just throwing a number out, it's probably like a $2-5 million. It's probably a very substantial bonus because when you do those, the coverage that the team gets and everything that kind of comes around, it's worth it for them.
100%. Well, and it also helps them get more players of your caliber to come because, you have a nice incentive and you treated me right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over with you. I think in a lot of those situations, though, when the teams have an older player, not that Saquon is necessarily old, but when you have a veteran in the league, they will go to them and say, how much does it mean to you?
I mean, Nick Sirianni, remember?
He went to
Saquon and said, on the bench, you're 13 yards away from your all-time record for you in a game, your single-game rushing record. And Saquon said, nah, man, let the young guys eat.
And so some guys will look at it and just, hey, I get paid enough, I'm fine.
I'm good.
Like with Saquon, the single-season rushing it's weird to me that he's sitting out and won't play for it.
I'm honestly surprised that he's not.
I don't understand why, because it's within reach. Yes. It's 101 yards. It isn't like, he's 180 yards away.
No, like that's what I was going to get to with some of these. Like, Cortland Sutton needs 82 receiving yards for $500,000.
That's within a reasonable amount. Yep. That makes sense to me. But not to jump away from Saquon, it does highlight, though, where Saquon's head is, and Philly fans are going to say, hey, he's a team guy, team. I think it kind of shows that Saquon only cares about the Super Bowl because he knows that's where it's going to take him into that special upper echelon of running backs where you start talking
about
him. If
you end up being the lead guy, and that's what Saquon is on that team, it's not Jalen Hurts, it's not A.J. Brown, it's Saquon Barkley. If he's the lead guy on a Super Bowl winning Eagles team, he knows like that's a path to Canton for him.
And he's like with a couple more years like this, if he's able, not like this, but
good
but seasons
big time
where
years.
He's performing at the peak of what his playing
it bumps him up the pantheon of all-time running backs.
It puts him in a category where now you're talking about him over the last decade of who's the best running back. It puts him in the conversation
with him and Derrick Henry. Yeah, it's him and Derrick Henry.
And Derrick Henry, when Derrick Henry retires,
he's going to be a top five running back.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Who's the next true running back like Derrick Henry that's a Hall of Famer? If Saquon Barkley can do this and win that Super Bowl, it's probably Saquon. Yeah. Like CMC's his own category, kind of.
In the injuries, like he's going to be
Kamara, there, but, same thing. Yeah. Like you're going to be in the conversation, but if you want to be true blue Hall of Famer, it's Derrick Henry, and then if Saquon can get this done, it's Saquon.
The interesting one here is Brock Bowers has a slim chance of breaking the single season receptions record for tight ends. He needs 9 catches. 9's a big number. But
they
also
might force feed him.
I was just say the Raiders don't have anything to play for, and again, this is an NFL record.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something in Brock Bowers.
Well, also, who are you going to throw to not named Brock Bowers?
Yeah, Brock Bowers also might be the best tight end in the NFL now. So why not go out there and try to get him something and have the Raiders, like, if you're, look, as a Raiders fan, I'm like, you know what, go do it.
It's something nice to talk about at the end of the
year. Because you're going to fire everyone and change the entire staff, and you're going to overhaul the roster.
You
so
think Pierce is completely out?
I think they're going to can him.
So we talked about this with the buses, mm-hmm, and not being liquid, or how liquid are you? Your owner isn't very liquid over there.
Nope, that's why we brought in old Tommy Two Stacks.
You think that's going to be enough?
Tom Brady's worth $600 million.
You'd be... How liquid is it?
I mean...
Right? Well, then the other...
Ask Giselle if you can borrow a stack or two.
That's true. She's not going to need it.
Yeah, especially...
She does have to...
She does have the pool boy.
Well, it's the judo...
Jiu-jitsu. Yeah, judo.
I think you're right. The judoka. Jiu-jitsu. Yeah. You're going to have to fund his wrestling mat career.
This is a total derail. I saw a tweet the other day, like... 7-time or 6-time Super Bowl winner, greatest quarterback of all time, married to one of those beautiful women on the face of the planet. Yeah. You know, even he couldn't keep the pool boy from knocking up his chick. And what chance do you have?
Yeah,
Andrew Tate said that.
Was it Andrew Tate?
No, it's like it's the most Andrew Tate thing.
I mean, it's kind of true. If it's like, hey, facts don't care about your feelings, I look at the facts.
It was just very interesting. So, I do, like, this is where circling back around. I do think tanking is becoming a thing. It's never going to be to the level that happens in basketball or baseball.
It cannot be.
It can't. Just because, number one, the way the rosters work. And the guaranteed money versus non-guaranteed money, who's active, who's not. If the NFL's smart, like they're talking about like wanting to increase roster sizes to allow for some changes and allow for more flexibility for teams, that would be a very bad idea. Because if you increase roster size at the end of the season, what's going to happen? The back end of the roster is going to play the last 3-4 weeks, and you will see increased tanking.
Well, you're seeing, like, and this is where I think you're technically right, and Dusty and I are also technically right. Teams can't tank to the extent, like you had said, with the NBA and baseball. They can tank the last 2 to 3 weeks, because at that point, you kind of know where you're at, and that's where you get away with the easy, well, we want to see what the backup quarterback has. That's where you release the older player. You release Ezekiel Elliott, and you say, well, we want him to have an opportunity with a championship roster.
Which is roster. So funny, because, like, who is signing him?
None of them picked him up. None of them did.
Who is signing him?
No one is. They should have let him stay in Dallas and collect one last game check. But that's where the tanking can kind of come in, and it's where teams start sitting players, or a guy has an injury, a high ankle sprain. Could he come back? Yeah, maybe. Is he going to? No. Find a way to still pay him his full game check. It's just different in how they have to do it. I'll tell you right now, the players for the Giants, they're not tanking. The organization is going to try. The other problem, too, is the coaching.
Yeah,
Dable's not going to tank because he's probably on the chopping block.
Which is kind of insane, but, you know.
Lovie Smith, same Joe thing. Shane. Remember?
It was a double bird on the way out.
It's the difference between Houston getting the number one pick and getting the number two pick.
It's funny you bring up Lovie Smith, because somebody told me last night, he's like, Antonio Pierce is going to Lovie Smith this thing for the Raiders. And I was like, I know.
And he should, because if he doesn't, he's not going to get another opportunity.
No,
he might not get another opportunity.
That's the conflicting thing. And you can say that that's just kind of how it goes.